Now, more than 300 people, many of whom are visually impaired or blind, are in Dublin this week for the International Mobility Conference. At the event, they're talking about the latest research and learning about new technology to help people with sight loss to overcome the challenge of moving around. Our science and technology correspondent, Will Goodbody, went along to find out more about the innovations.
For those who are visually impaired or blind, the streets are littered with potentially dangerous obstacles. Often the only way to avoid them is by using a cane. But now a French company has harnessed 3D spatial technology to develop a smart cane that can detect and warn the user of upcoming dangers, as François Bureau, Chief Technology Officer of GoSense, explains.
Users can hear the audio informations thanks to specialized earphones, open ear earphones that stand outside the ear canal, so they can continue to hear their surrounding but also follow the information they're given.
Continue straight ahead.
GoSense has also developed a GPS-based smartphone app into which can be inputted community-generated route maps for visually impaired people to follow via audio-based instructions.
It embeds some intelligence in it that filters out all the obstacles that don't represent a danger. So when you're in the streets and you follow a wall, for instance, you won't have the information of the wall written in your path. You will only have information about the obstacles that are in front of you and that represent a danger.
GoSense is just one of a number of firms attending the Child Vision-hosted International Mobility Conference in Trinity College Dublin this week. It's examining research and technology aimed at helping people with mobility issues to get around, as Child Vision Chief Executive Brian Allen explains.
We've got 320 delegates and there's 24 countries here learning about new technology and how to get a visually impaired person from one place to another.
Is that becoming easier, given what's going on, I suppose, in the world of technology and science?
Well, as you know, technology is just every day there's something changing. So we have all sorts of new techniques, new technology that's been displayed here.
Like products from German firm Dräger Lineart, it's developing an ultrasonic device to enable visually impaired people to hear structures like walls as they move around. It also sells a system to help visually impaired people navigate indoors using small electronic beacons and a smartphone. Here's Hans-Jörg Lehnert from the company.
And you would put them at crossing sections. So everywhere where you can decide, do you want to go left or right, you would have an electronic device. And then from there, it gives you information. For example, like a university campus or a hospital or any public buildings like shopping centers or libraries and so on.
Grandman, who was dozing in a chair by the window.
Reading's another everyday task sighted people take for granted, but something those with visual impairment struggle with. A range of tablet-based devices are now available to convert written text into digital text that can be blown up in size or converted to speech, as Alan David, General Sales Manager from Humanware, explains.
We place it under the camera. The camera then takes a picture of that page, and in a matter of just a few seconds, we have the text normally scrolling in like an auto cue style, the most natural way for people to read, and it just scrolls up in front of the person. And they can make the text bigger, and then they can also have the speech.
You also have Braille related products here.
This is the world's first Google certified Braille tablet. So it has all the things that a sighted person uses a tablet for, but it comes up in Braille. So if I'm surfing the internet, I can read that document in Braille.
Person wears a special pair of glasses with a camera fitted centrally.
Technical innovations are even helping certain people with visual impairments to see again. US-based Second Sight has developed smart glasses for those with severe vision loss due to outer retinal degeneration. They have an inbuilt camera that converts the picture into a signal that's transmitted wirelessly to a chip implanted behind the eye, as Second Sight's Andy Fisher explains.
Which then transmits those signals down to the brain, and the person then actually interprets that light source is that scene, and then can actually make out very basic images, such as, for example, lights in the ceiling. It'll make out the outline of people as well, and it may pick up objects on tables and other such scene objects as well.
I have retinitis pigmentosa.
Kim O'Shea from Newbury in England has no natural sight due to a condition called retinitis pigmentosa, but since she had the chip implanted, she can now see certain things.
As I'm walking, I scan from side to side, and I can make out then trees, a bench, if I pass in a bench. There's things now there, which I never knew was there before, if that makes sense.
And that was Will Goodbody reporting on some very interesting research work going on to help people who have problems with their sight.